With days to go before the United States faces what President Obama has called financial Armageddon, the legislative path to averting a debt crisis appears murkier than ever. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid dismissed a proposal issued a day earlier by Republican House Speaker John Boehner that would trim the federal deficit and raise the debt ceiling in two stages.
It is a short-term fix that Republicans know is untenable to Democrats in the White House and Congress. In short, the Republican plan, they know, will not pass the Senate of the United States.
Moments later, the Senate's top Republican, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, blasted a plan put forth by Senator Reid that would also cut spending but allow for a single large-scale increase in federal borrowing authority.
We'll fight against anything that pretends to solve the problem but doesn't. The Majority Leader proposed a plan yesterday that's nothing more than another attempt to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people.
Although in the minority, Republicans have sufficient numbers to block a final vote on the Reid plan. The Reid plan is considered dead on arrival in the House of Representatives, as is the Boehner plan in the Senate. In fact, passage of the Boehner plan in the House is far from assured. Minority Democrats oppose the Republican proposal, and some members of the Tea Party faction of the Republican caucus have pledged to vote against any increase in the debt ceiling on ideological grounds. Early Tuesday, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor reportedly urged fellow Republicans to set aside intra-party disagreements and rally behind the Boehner plan. Senator Reid argued his proposal satisfies key Republican demands, substantial spending cuts, and no tax increases.
If Republicans continue to oppose a reasonable proposal I brought to the floor last night, and which we'll vote on here in the Senate soon, it will be crystal clear that Republicans don't care if we default on the debt. That's sad but true.
Meanwhile, Senator McConnell blasted President Obama's handling of months of negotiations that have yet to yield an agreement.
The president can claim to be concerned about this impending crisis, but one question continues to linger above every press conference he's called or every speech he's delivered. Where is his plan to resolve it? Republicans have proposed multiple plans.
President Obama has put forth the parameters of a deal as he would like to see it, but left it to bipartisan negotiations to try to hammer out a detailed agreement. The Obama administration says August 2nd is the deadline for raising the debt ceiling. Beyond that date, U.S. Treasury officials say the federal government will have to rely on tax revenue alone to fund its operations. Those revenues are insufficient to cover domestic and foreign expenditures while also servicing America's $14.3 trillion national debt. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.